Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So, you know, for, what, however long it's been now, I guess it was the day after Thanksgiving, that Joe Biden pardoned his son, Hunter Biden. And when he did so, you know, everybody, I think in this case I do mean everybody. I don't know of anybody other than Hunter Biden and Jill Biden and Joe Biden that were like, yay, oh, this is great. We're happy we did it. Democrats were upset about it. Republicans were upset about it. I mean, even, who did I hear? Oh, Charlemagne the God. I bet in my 20 years, on almost 20 years now on radio, I bet I've used Charlemagne the God. Well, I would say before this year, I bet I never one time in my entire life mentioned Charlemagne the God. And so far, since the, just before the election and then since after the election, I've referenced Charlemagne the God probably, I don't know, a dozen times or so. A name that I never thought I would use on air, and quite frankly, somebody that I really didn't know much of anything about prior to the election. But he was one of the ones that I heard over the past week talking about the pardon. And so here's a guy that supported Kamala Harris, and he was going, in fact, he was on The View. I should try to find that soundbite and play it for you in a minute. He was on The View, really just bemoaning how bad the Harris campaign was. And then he kind of swerved into the pardons and how bad the pardons were and how that cost, you know, the Democrats some credibility. And so he's been doing that. Bill Maher's been doing that. The Raging Cajun, James Carville's been doing it. A lot of people have been doing it on the left and on the right, including yours truly. But at the same time that I bemoan him doing it, don't ever believe that I was surprised about it. Don't ever believe that. Now, there was a point where I thought, you know, he won't do it because he's going to assume that if Kamala Harris gets elected, that that's part of the deal they made and that she will pardon Hunter Biden. But then when she lost the election, I mean, when she got squished like a bug in the election, well, whatever arrangement they had went out the window because she has no pardon authority whatsoever. But as I've tried to explain to you, and as I've explained to many of my friends, my own friends who ask me, you know, how could he possibly have done this? Well, the Constitution gives him the power to do it. The Constitution is very clear. The president has the power to, just without any qualifications whatsoever, to issue pardons and reprieves for offenses against the United States. I think I'm quoting that almost verbatim without looking. So pardons and offenses against the United States. So it's federal. Any violation of federal law. There's no qualifier. The president may, under these five circumstances, issue pardons and offenses. No, it's just that the president may do that. So he can issue them pardons and commutations for any reason or for no reason. And there have been other presidents who have, well, let's take my old boss, for example. My old boss, George W. Bush, issued some pardons that I thought were, I'm not sure that person really deserved a pardon. On the other hand, my old boss, George W. Bush, refused to issue a pardon or even to commute the sentence of Scooter Libby. Scooter Libby was the vice president, Dick Cheney, was his chief of staff, and Scooter Libby was and is, I shouldn't say was, he's still alive. I think he now works for the Atlantic Council or something. But Scooter Libby was one of those people. Now, I didn't like Dick Cheney, but I really liked his staff. His staff was wonderful to work with. They were really decent human beings, and they did really good work, and they were great defenders of mine. So, yeah, I may be a little biased, but Scooter Libby got caught up in this revelation of, Valerie Plame was her name. I was about to say I can't remember her name, then, boy, it popped in my head. Valerie Plame, who was a former CIA agent, and her name got leaked, and everybody in Washington, D.C., this was back in probably 2004, 2005 sometime, and everybody was all, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. Well, lots of former CIA agents have had their names revealed. It's not the end of the world. But Scooter Libby is not the one who did it, but he got caught up. And once again, sometimes the worst crime in D.C. is getting caught saying one thing in one interview with law enforcement, and then in an interview that might be conducted a week later, you say something slightly different. Not even intentionally. But in the first interview, you may recall that, I think it occurred on Saturday, December 7th of 2024. And then in the next interview, you say, I'm pretty certain it was actually, it was Sunday, December 8th, 2024, that such and such happened. And you're pretty adamant about it. Well, now they'll catch you for perjury. Were you lying in the first interview or were you lying in the second interview? And suddenly you're facing a criminal indictment. Well, kind of in a roundabout way, that's kind of what happened to Scooter Libby. So many of us lobbied for Scooter Libby. He was convicted. He was sentenced. I forget what the sentence was. But whatever it was, I thought it was outrageous, as did many other people in the administration. And of course, Dick Cheney himself thought it was outrageous. And everyone lobbied Bush to commute his sentence or to issue a pardon, and Bush refused to do so. And to this day, put a gun to my head, I could not explain to you, there's no rational reason why he did not pardon Scooter Libby. I to this day, I don't understand it. So there are times when presidents don't issue pardons or commutations that you think are wrong. And I think that's a great example of it. So all of this hullabaloo that we've heard about over the past, several weeks, is really kind of just like, sit down and shut up. He did it just because it's his son. I think it cost him some credibility because he was this is so typical Joe Biden. He painted himself into a corner by saying over and over and over and over again that, and in fact, I think it was an interview with David Muir on ABC World News Tonight, in which they were sitting, in some, room somewhere, probably in the White House. And David Muir asked him specifically if he would pardon Hunter Biden. And, of course, Joe Biden, one of, 1,000 times, said no. The process will run its course. No one is above the law, and I will not pardon my son. Well, that was a lie. Because he probably knew, as any president does, that if a family member gets caught up in something, whether it's, questionable or not questionable, you'll probably pardon them. If I were president and my son was convicted of some federal crime, maybe other than murdering a federal police officer, an FBI agent or something, I probably would not pardon him. But for tax evasion or for filling out a background check form incorrectly, I'd probably do it too. So everybody ought to just kind of sit down and shut up and forget about it. But don't forget this. The reason he did it and the extent of it, which is what I think everybody's really upset about, is because this kind of indirectly proves kind of what we've all believed for a long time about how the Biden family is corrupt. Because when you issue a pardon that goes back to December or to January 1 of 2014, all the way through December 1 of 2024, you're covering crimes that have never been, they may have been investigated. In fact, there may be ongoing investigations. But crimes about corruption, money laundering, influence peddling, any number of things that have never reached the point of an indictment, let alone a trial or a conviction, that's a blanket pardon for crimes that you may have committed, but we don't know about. And I think that's what everybody's upset about. Well, other presidents have done that too, and I'll give you some examples of that. But I want to tie all of that to something that Biden keeps talking about that really ought to concern us, even though he has the power to do it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You know, one of the rules of engagement is that if you want to send me a text message on your text app, your message app, whatever you use, doesn't make any difference. The number is 33103. 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing an undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tuned into the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate if you would subscribe to our podcast on your podcast app. Simply search for this podcast. The name is The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Now, when you find that, click subscribe. And if you're so inclined, you know, give us a 5-star review to help spread the word. And then that will automatically download into your podcast app every episode of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So you get all of the Michael Brown programs by subscribing to that one podcast. So back to these pardons. And I want to tie these pardons into what many people, including some anonymous sources, so take it with a grain of salt, that are saying that Biden is considering doing some more preemptive pardons for people like Adam Schiff, who was, you know, on the J6 committee, and Liz Cheney. Just two examples of many. My guess is he's probably considering a pardon for his brother James. Maybe even for Dr. Jill Biden, who knows. But again, we shouldn't go off the rails about that, because again, the Constitution says that the president has the authority to issue pardons and commutations for crimes and offenses against the United States. And other presidents have done that. Lincoln did it for the Confederate soldiers. We know what they did. We know that they committed treason, but they were never convicted. They weren't tried. They got no due process. They weren't even charged, but they were never convicted. Let's see, Jimmy Carter did it for draft dodgers. Gerald Ford did it for Richard Nixon. Now, Gerald Ford did it probably that's probably the best comparison to Hunter Biden, because Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon for any other crimes that he may have committed, or for any crimes he may have committed. And again, specified a period of time going back maybe a year, not 10 years, but he went back a year. And remember, Nixon had not been indicted. Now, there were impeachment charges that the House was considering, but he had not been formally impeached, because many of the Republicans had gone to the White House and said, look, Mr. President, if you don't resign, this impeachment's going to go through. It'll pass the House, and you will be convicted in the Senate, and you'll be removed from office. So why don't you just kind of skedaddle out of town now? And then Ford, trying to just get all of Watergate behind us, said, I'm going to pardon Nixon, and he did. So this is not unprecedented. And I don't want you to be surprised if Joe Biden sometime, maybe on the morning of January 20th of next year, or, you know, during the Christmas holiday, that he issues pardons for other people in his family, and maybe other political figures, or maybe the people we don't even know about. Maybe Hunter and, you know, some of his buddies were involved in some criminal activity, and he pardons them. Joe Biden's a lame duck. He's going away. His legacy is already destroyed. His legacy is what we've gone through for the past 4 years. So everybody just chill out about it. Except for one. I have no basis to believe that anything may be done here, but he might. And it may be that he might issue a pardon for Michael Byrd. Does that ring a bell for anybody? Michael Byrd, the person that I will refer to as the murderer of Ashley Babbitt on January 6, 2021. So I want to talk about Michael Byrd for a moment. There was a 1985 case called Lewis versus United States. I doubt anybody in this audience has ever heard of it. Even you lawyers out there probably have not heard of Lewis v. United. Well, you may have. If you're a lawyer and you've represented law enforcement officers like I have, then you probably do know about this case. That case, in a nutshell, stressed the need to ensure that cops that had questionable integrity were never relied upon in criminal trials. Because if you have a cop that has, you know, credibility problems, they've got disciplinary issues, they've had other cases where they've testified, turns out that they didn't falsely testify, but their testimony was so questionable that it was like, don't ever use this cop for a witness ever again in any other case. Well, over the last decade, but actually going all the way back to 1985, there has been something that is known as the Lewis List. It's maintained by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia. The Lewis List. The Lewis List was born out of that 1985 case, Lewis versus United States. And over the past, I would say, 10 years, that list has influenced probably about 20 cases, preventing tainted testimony or testimony from unreliable law enforcement officers from undermining justice in a case. So what is this? What is this list? You might describe it as a form of internal quality control. It's a catalog, a literal catalog of law enforcement officers, of LEOs, whose credibility has been compromised to such an extent that their testimony could threaten the integrity of a prosecution. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, I hope you're thinking to yourself, what I think to myself every time I think about this list. Why are they still a cop? Because depending on what they did that caused them to end up on the Lewis list, then they ought to be terminated. Hey, Elon and Vivek, the Doge group. If you're looking for people to fire, I'd start with the Lewis list. Because if a cop has such lousy credibility that their name makes it onto the Lewis list, then they probably shouldn't be cop. They probably should not be FBI agents or any sort of federal law enforcement officer. Although the list really does encompass more than just federal law enforcement. You could be a local cop. You could be a state patrolman, state trooper, and you could end up on the Lewis list. But the mere existence, just the existence of the list, think about this. Think about the paradox. A justice system that must silently track its own compromised agents to protect the system from their tainted records. I'll repeat that after the break, because that's going to lead us to Michael Byrd. So we begin with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, if you like what we do on the weekend, I'd really encourage you to come over and listen to us during the weekday on your iHeartRadio app or on your computer, however you listen to the radio, but not being in Denver, somewhere else. Just on your iHeart app, search for this station, 630-KHOW, 630-KHOW. And I broadcast live from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. And you can engage in the show just like that show, just like you do this show with text messages, emails, on X, whatever you want to do. But if you like this program, you got to listen to the weekday program too. And that's 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app or on your computer. Just search for 630 KHOW in Denver. So we talked about this Lewis list from this 1985 case, Lewis versus U.S., in which this list was born. And the list is a compilation of law enforcement officers that should never be called to testify because they have a track record that shows that they've got disciplinary problems, they've got credibility problems, they've got any number of problems that make them bad witnesses that could screw up the prosecution of a very legitimate case. Now, most people don't even know that list exists. And you may be asking yourself, why do we have that list? Well, go back and if you want to, go Google or DuckDuckGo or Bing, whatever you want to, Lewis v. United States, and you can read the case and understand why we now have this list. So what does this have to do with Michael Byrd and pardons and the fact that I believe that based on what I've seen and the testimony of some of these January 6th defendants and the video itself of the killing of Ashley Babbitt, that I believe that Michael Byrd, this U.S. Capitol Police officer, shot and killed Ashley Babbitt in cold blood during those events of January 6th of 2021. I would bet, based on things that I've heard out of D.C., that Michael Byrd may actually be on that Lewis list. Now, if that's true, that suggests that the disciplinary record of Michael Byrd is probably a little muddied, probably a little, you know, like, ooh, why are you still a cop? And if that's true, that should raise alarms significant enough for federal prosecutors to deem him too unreliable to testify in court. And if all of those revelations are true, that casts an alarming shadow over his use of lethal force against an unarmed civilian at the same time that he used lethal force against an unarmed civilian when there were other law enforcement officers right behind Ashley Babbitt. Now, let's stop. I know we've been over this a bazillion times, but I want to go over it again. Ashley Babbitt is caught up in a crowd in a crowded stairwell in the United States Capitol. Michael Byrd is behind two walls, and the walls have glass panes in them. She is unarmed. There is no indication whatsoever that she is a threat to anyone. Now, the crowd may be a threat, but she individually is not a threat to anyone. She's not brandishing a weapon. She's not carrying a crowbar. She's not trying to break out windows. She is caught up in a mass of people that are moving up this staircase, and directly behind her are other law enforcement officers, other U.S. Capitol Police officers. So that if she was a threat, all they had to do was just tackle her and take her down, which they did not do, which is, to me, proof positive that she wasn't a threat. And Michael Byrd, the shooter, is behind one door. Imagine two walls coming together at a 90-degree angle. Got that in your mind? The stairwell that they're going up, there's a door and a wall. At a 90-degree angle, there is another wall behind which is Michael Byrd. And he reaches through a door on that wall and shoots through the other wall directly at Ashley Babbitt, behind which is standing two other law enforcement, maybe actually more than that, there may be three or four law enforcement officers behind her, putting their lives in danger by his own actions. I think it's a clear case of first-degree murder. And if you don't want to buy first-degree murder, okay, then you know what? If I were DA, then okay, you know, I'd still go for first-degree murder, but I'd include a lesser charge of second-degree murder and maybe even manslaughter. but he needs to be held accountable. If Byrd's record is so concerning that his testimony is inadmissible in any other case, then how come he hasn't faced public accountability for his shooting of Ashley Babbitt on that day? Now, I know that the family of Ashley Babbitt has a wrongful death lawsuit against Michael Byrd. And I hope and pray they succeed, because that's such a blatant example of excessive force. In fact, I think it's an example of murder. But let's think about Michael Byrd's history for a moment. He probably should not have even been on duty that day. There are reports that suggest that he could not pass a federal firearms background check. That would disqualify him from carrying a gun in the first place. And if indeed he is on the Lewis list, that implies that he should never be allowed to even serve in any sort of armed capacity, let alone be put in some sort of position of authority. You know, when you gather all the stories you can find about Michael Byrd, it suggests that his disciplinary history is just fraught with red flags. Do you remember the story one time about a U.S. Capitol cop leaving a loaded gun unattended in a U.S. Capitol bathroom? Remember that story? Think back through your recesses of your mind. It made all the news for a while. Somebody found a loaded gun in a bathroom in the United States Capitol. It belonged to Michael Byrd. He left it unattended in a bathroom, in a public bathroom. That's the kind of mistake that even most rookie cops wouldn't make, but could lead, obviously, to a huge disaster. He was also involved in an incident where he discharged his weapon at a van that was driving away. That prompted an internal investigation into the appropriateness of his actions. And moreover, Michael Byrd allegedly lied during the subsequent inquiry, which, if you lied during the inquiry, if that is true, that further undermines his reliability as a witness, furthering my belief that he's probably on the Lewis list. Now, again, if he had been held accountable for any or all of those transgressions, Ashley Babbitt might still be alive today. But instead, we live in a world, which I know this is not surprising to anyone, but it needs to be said, where in this case, the law enforcement system is opting for silence and cover-up, safeguarding one of their unqualified and dangerous members at the cost of public trust. This is, for me, do I have a bugaboo about this case? Damn right I do. Now, let me explain why. Because during my legal career, I represented law enforcement officers. I represented law enforcement unions. I represented individual law enforcement members of law enforcement in federal and state courts. And so I know what it's like for a cop to be wrongly accused of malfeasance or wrongdoing or doing something that, you know, incurred disciplinary action that I believed, as did the cop, violated his civil rights, so we took his agency to federal court, and I won every case. Every single one. Instead, we're looking at a system here that's surrounding and protecting one of their own, and it's destroying public trust. Now, he's a member of the U.S. Capitol Police, but if we've got problems with the January 6th committee, if we have problems and Adam Schiff and Liz Cheney are going to get pardoned for things they did during those hearings, could Michael Byrd be on that list too? You see, go back to the Lewis list itself. Some would argue, some primarily law enforcement officers, would argue that it's really more than an administrative safeguard. I think most cops would think that this is a glaring testament to some sort of internal dysfunction. Now, It does. It tries to prevent unreliable cops from derailing legal proceedings. But on the other hand, the secrecy surrounding this list actually protects not just the compromised individuals, but it protects a system that is clinging to its own fractured credibility. And that's what bugs me. Because if you're not listening closely to what I'm saying, if you're just half-assed listening, you might think that, oh, Michael Brown's anti-cop. He's anti-law enforcement. No, I think cops have one of the hardest jobs in the world. And they need to be held to a higher standard. Because they can not only take your freedom away, they can take your life away. Now, they have to be justified in doing either one of those things. But if they have to be justified in doing either one of those things, taking your freedom or your life away, then we ought to demand the highest of standards to be a local, a state, or a federal law enforcement officer. And the Lewis List protects people like Michael Byrd. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to send me a text message, I read them all. The number is 33103 on your message app, 33103. Just use the word Mike or Michael, either one. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I'll be right back.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Do me a favor, go follow me over on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. At Michael Brown USA. You know, I'm always, I appreciate all of you that follow me over on X, formerly Twitter. And I'm so close to 19,000. Just need a couple of hundred more. So get over there and follow me right now at Michael Brown USA. So what does the Lewis List and Michael Byrd and Ashley Babbitt and the pardons and Joe Biden all have to do with one another? It all goes to this idea about accountability and secrecy. You know, whether or not Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are capable of actually cutting $2 trillion out of the federal budget, I'd be happy if they, I'd be ecstatic if they got half that amount. I'll be ecstatic if they get any amount. But they'll do so through transparency. Trump will be able to accomplish it through accountability. You see, I think that the election of Trump has exposed that Americans know in their gut that this kind of lack of accountability, we've all seen the videotapes. We've read the stories. We've seen the photos, the still shots. We've seen all of this. And yet, we're told by the cabal to believe something else. We have the questions about, you know, somebody on the text line. What about Ray Epps? Well, I've talked about Ray Epps so I'm blue in the face. You know, maybe Ray Epps is one of those guys that ends up getting a pardon. Who knows? I mean, sky's the limit. I mean, there's no limitation on what Biden can do. And a person who has no credibility, and Biden has no credibility, that, you know, one thing that credibility does is it limits you. In order to maintain your credibility, you've got to operate within a certain sphere of honesty and truthfulness and transparency about whatever it is that you are doing. And the lack of that erodes our ability to function as a constitutional republic. And so while I started out explaining, and I've explained till I'm blue in the face again, about pardons and how they work, and we can be pissed off about them, but nonetheless, that's a power that the founders gave the president, and I understand why they gave the president that power. So even though we may not like what Biden does, either what he's already done or what he may do between now and January 20th at noon, we just have to accept. But what we don't have to accept is the lack of accountability. We don't have to accept the secrecy. We don't have to accept the double standard. And we're on the verge. And I think that the election on November 5 was the proverbial crack in the dam of Americans just saying, we've had enough. And I would add, and let me be very clear here. I am in no way at all justifying the assassination of the United Healthcare CEO on the streets of Manhattan. But when people believe that the system is so rigged against them, they'll reach a breaking point. Now, it doesn't justify what they do, because there is no justification for him shooting that, for whoever that suspect is, of shooting the CEO in the back on the streets of Manhattan in plain daylight. Well, dawn. But that doesn't mean we can't hold two simultaneous and opposing thoughts in our heads at the same time. It's not justified at all But if he comes from a family where someone, a grandmother, spouse, brother, or sister, somebody, was denied a legitimate health care claim, that person may have reached their boiling point. And so they did what they did. It doesn't justify it, but I understand it. And that's where society begins to fracture. And the way you stop that fracturing is through accountability and transparency. And the Lewis List is an example of where there is no transparency. If a cop is so bad that they cannot be used to testify in a criminal case, they probably should not be a cop. And when we've all watched and seen what Michael Byrd did on that day, if he were to get a pardon, that is taking all of the wounds that we have suffered from a double standard justice system and just throwing coarse salt into those wounds and just rubbing it in deep. It's a form of torture. It's a form of physical abuse. And it will fracture our society, and it needs to stop. And the Lewis List would be a good place to stop it. And the prosecution of Michael Byrd for the murder of Ashley Babbitt would be another good place to start. Somebody asked if the pardoning of Michael Byrd would stop the wrongful death lawsuit, and it would not. Because remember, the pardons are for criminal offenses. A wrongful death lawsuit is a civil case. And there you're arguing that the person that you're suing wrongfully caused the death of whoever you're representing. In this case, the family of Ashley Babbitt. So that's not based on a crime. For example, take O.J. Of course, O.J. was found not guilty. But that didn't stop the Brown family and the others from suing O.J. Simpson for the wrongful death. And they pursued that and got a judgment and actually started collecting money. Transparency and accountability. I think the country needs that more than probably anything else. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hey, I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner. 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charles de Ledesma reports Donald Trump is at the Notre Dame Cathedral's reopening.
President-elect Donald Trump is in Paris on his first international trip since the election. He'll be joining world leaders and other dignitaries at a ceremony to celebrate the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire in 2019. He'll also meet with French President Emmanuel Macron during the quick visit. Macron and other European leaders are trying to persuade the president-elect not to abandon support for Ukraine in his defense against Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is among other world leaders who'll be in attendance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says he and President-elect Trump stand behind decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth, despite accusations of previous alcohol abuse and sexual misdeeds.
Pete Hegseth is going to get his appearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, not a sham hearing before the American media. We believe that Pete Hegseth is the right guy to lead the Department of Defense. That's why President Trump nominated him. We're not abandoning this nomination.
Political analyst Matt Cottinetti says he was shocked that President Biden's pardon for son Hunter was written to cover crimes he may have committed years before the ones for which he was recently convicted, dating all the way back to 2014.
That just raises more questions about what Biden has been hiding about his financial relationship with his son.
Political observer Ben Domenech tells the Salem Radio Network, when it comes to artificial intelligence, a situation is developing the U.S. cannot allow to continue.
To have China basically, picking up the pace to such a degree that we can't catch them. And I think that that's something that is very much a real threat and possibility. So having someone in that job who knows what's going on is really critical.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm. Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
The oldest known wild bird in the world has laid an egg at the age of 74.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says a long-winged seabird named Wisdom has returned to Midway National Wildlife Refuge in the Pacific and laid what may be egg number 60. Wisdom is a Lachan albatross, and officials say they have a typical lifespan of about 68 years. Wisdom was first banded as an adult in 1956 and has raised as many as 30 chicks. Jason Walker reporting.
The clock is ticking on TikTok. A federal appeals court panel on Friday unanimously upholding a law that could lead to a ban on the popular social media platform inside the United States unless the company is sold to owners not controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An American journalist may still be alive after more than a decade missing in Syria.
The family of journalist Austin Tice says there's evidence to show he is alive. Austin Tice's mother, Deborah, gathered reporters to announce.
We have from a significant source that has already been vetted all over our government. Austin Tice is alive. Austin Tice is treated well.
The family met with national security officials amid the insurgent uprising in Syria. Tice's father, Mark, says the White House has been less than helpful in trying to secure the reporter's release. Tice disappeared in Syria in 2012. I'm Jackie Quinn.
American ski racer Lindsey Vonn darted through the shadows on the speed course at Copper Mountain on a frigid morning. She was on the hill Friday as she tries to make a comeback to skiing nearly 6 years after her last competition. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. You can text any question or comment on your message app. The number to use is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, either one. With that, let's get started. There is, I don't know, paranoia, burned me a couple of times. It's fascinating to live in a society where something that happened 4 years ago that we knew was wrong and that our response was wrong and that this coercion to get that jab was wrong, to start hearing so quickly how right those who were called conspiracy theorists turned out to be with respect to SARS-CoV-2. You know, as a footnote, Dr. Fauci is one of those that's being considered for a preemptive pardon. Isn't that interesting? Why, Dr. Fauci, why would you need a pardon? Tell us, bucko, why? Well, I'd like to say, with regard to SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, here we go again, as a question. The Department of Agriculture has mandated testing of the nation's milk supply because of growing concerns over bird flu, first identified in a Texas cow in March. Now, the virus has since affected more than 710 dairy herds across 15 states. California, obviously, experiencing the most cases. Why would I say obviously? Well, just larger population, more farms, more cattle, more dairy farms, so more cases. There have been 58 human infections. There are 8 billion people in the world, and we have discovered 58 human infections, including a child from the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, under a new federal order, boy, I could go off on this in a dozen different directions. Regulators, this is a federal order issued by the Department of Ag, by the administrative state, that says that regulators can collect samples for testing from dairy farms and during milk transportation or processing. Now, private labs are required to report any positive findings, and initially this testing program will be implemented in California, Colorado, Michigan, Mississippi, Oregon, and I think in Pennsylvania was the last one. Now, the Department of Ag indicated that the order is aimed at identifying where the disease is present, monitoring trends, and helping states identify potentially affected herds. All right. Well, the Secretary of Ag, Tom Vilsack, says that the testing initiative is designed to boost confidence among farmers and farm workers in the safety of their livestock and to enhance the efforts to control and stop the virus's spread nationwide. 58 people out of, forget the world, we have 58 confirmed cases, I mean worldwide, but in the United States. So 350 million Americans, and we got 58 cases, and we're now ordering all of this testing and everything else. Here we go again? I mean, just think, here we go again. That's all I'm asking. Now, there's evidence that suggests that the virus propagates through dairy operations and potentially spreading via milk with high viral concentrations, rodents, other animals, or contaminated clothing and equipment. All right, but what's the risk to humans? California health officials recently detected bird flu in raw milk and cream products from a place in Reno called Raw Farms. That prompted a recall and a quarantine of the farms of that particular farm's products. Now, although the exact risks of consumption, best I can tell, are uncertain, scientists are warning that the infected milk could pose an infection threat. Not that it does. You see, I always pay attention to the words. It could pose an infection threat. Well, why can't we know? Why do we have all of this? Well, it could pose an infection threat. Well, you're the scientist. Why don't you tell us if it does? Why aren't you conduct? Why isn't USDA? Why isn't NIH, CDC, FDA? Why aren't all these health? We've got health organizations out the wazoo in this country. Why aren't you finding out and telling us whether it does or does not pose an infection threat to humans? Then, on the other hand, federal health officials, that same, those big groups of people I just talked about, they claim that pasteurized milk remains safe for consumption. Okay, well, okay. So, again, go back to SARS-CoV-2. We knew from the very beginning that it was most dangerous to elderly, and in particular, elderly that had comorbidities. So now if the feds claim that pasteurized milk remains safe for consumption, then why aren't we isolating raw milk products and saying until we can ascertain for certain, you know, give, and I'm trying to be reasonable here, give them a little bit of time to test, find out, can it be transmitted from raw milk products, whatever those may be, to humans, and then if it does infect humans, what does it do? Is it instantaneous death? Is it like some movie where, you know, your skin starts to fall off? The point I'm trying to make here is pretty simple. Here we go with the fear-mongering again. And nobody from the administrative state coming out and just telling the American people the truth. Hey, either we don't know and we're trying to ascertain, or we do know, and it does or it does not transmit from raw products or from the cows directly to humans. Now, Robert Redfield, remember that name? He's the former head of the CDC. He's warned of the risk of bird flu jumping to humans as a result of gain-of-function research. And he told us that back in June. The first American to be infected with bird flu, despite no close contact with animals, was reported in September. I've got questions. And the questions, if people don't start asking the questions and demanding the answers, we're opening ourselves up, I believe, to another pandemic-style freakout over something that right now nobody's telling us any factual data about. What's the risk? What's the analysis? Can it be transmitted? What's the vector for the transmission? And if it does transmit, like that one child in San Francisco, what are the results? What about that child? Did the child die? Did the child just have flu-like symptoms for a week or a few days? Did the child just have a fever? I mean, did he lose his taste, his smell? What? Why is it? It goes back to the first hour. Why can't government be transparent? I had a philosophy. Somebody asked me one time when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security why I was so open about what was going on in a disaster. In particular, people were asking me questions. I was the point man on with the media about 9/11. And I just told them everything. You have a question, let me answer. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you I don't know the answer. But I will find out the answer, and you can follow up the next day or that afternoon when we did this second press conference, and I'll tell you what I found out. And they seemed astonished. Why? Why can't? Because I believe that Americans can handle the truth. We're, you know, just tell us what's going on here. Before we fall down the path of another panic that turns out to be not so bad. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. If you want to find one of the 350-plus affiliates that we have around the country, read about my bio, find an interactive map that shows you where those affiliates are when they play or replay the program. Simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. I'll be right back.
Ready to take your business or personal credit to the next level? Ray Reynolds Financial Services has been helping millions of people build their financial futures for over 40 years. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. He's the one you want to call to unlock the financial doors to your future. Ray personally guides you to help rebuild your personal credit, even as high as 750. Call Ray at 800-576-2222. Ray offers live webinars and workshops where you'll learn insider strategies to grow your personal and business credit, all from the man who's been shaping the industry for decades. Don't wait. Opportunities like this don't come around every day. Call 800-576-2295. 800-576-2295. Ray Reynolds Financial Services, the trusted name in credit for over 40 years. Call 800-576-2295.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you tuning in. If you want to send me a text message, I'm always reading text messages. The number on your message app is 33103. Start the message with the word Mike or Michael. Either one doesn't make any difference. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. And while you're at it, be sure and go over and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. There's also if you want to follow me on Facebook, there's also a little group on Facebook called Michael Brown Unplugged. But to get to that, you have to follow me on Facebook, and that's at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. So you'll find all of that, those icons for the social media platforms that the programs, the weekday and the weekend program use. You can find all of those at a website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. I want to get rid of race. I just want to get rid of race. You know, we were told with the election of Barack Obama that we were entering a post-racial society. Now, I couldn't stand. Now, Barack Obama was a U.S. senator for a short period of time while I was still the undersecretary, but I had no interactions with him. So I can't tell you anything about Barack Obama personally other than what you and I have read in the newspapers about him. But I don't know him personally. One of the few, you know, the other senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin, I got to know pretty well while I was during my tenure as the undersecretary because he was pretty active. Obama was never around. He was kind of the silent, never did anything, just, you know, hey, I'm a U.S. senator and that's all I care about and, you know, screw you. So I don't have any way to judge other than what I read about him and, of course, by his policies, which You want to know why health care insurance is so bad in this country? Obamacare, Democrats. But if we're supposed to have entered a post-racial society with the election of someone who is half black and half white, ostensibly the first black American president, then explain this to me. A federal judge has affirmed the U.S. Naval Academy's ability to factor in a candidate's race as part of its admissions program. Why? If you have the physical and the academic qualifications, and then you are able to get the support of your U.S. senators, your congressional delegation, to be a nominee to one of the service academies, then what the hell difference does it make what your skin color is, what your race is, what your ethnicity is? I thought we lived in a post-racial society, and I thought we lived in a meritocracy where people, you know, succeeded or failed based upon their own merit. Honest to goodness, I mean, seriously, however else to ask the question, what does race have to do with any of that? If you have the academic qualifications, you have the physical qualifications, and you get nominated, then why should the academy, in this case in particular, this judge was dealing specifically with the Naval Academy, what the hell does race have to do with anything? Judge Richard Bennett decided the case in Annapolis yesterday, December 6th. Now, that comes in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision that largely deemed race-based admissions in higher education to be unconstitutional. Now, that case did leave room for exceptions elsewhere. So Students for Fair Admission, that is the same group that initiated the Supreme Court case, challenged the Naval Academy's policy, and they argued that the policy discriminates against white candidates who are otherwise qualified. So they're favoring candidates of color over white candidates. Why would you do that? Seriously. This is not 1954. This is not even 1964. Shocker for some of you, it's not 1974. It's 2024. Now, in a mind-boggling statement, the Naval Academy defended its admissions approach, saying that having a racially diverse group of naval officers contributes to national security and bolsters the military standing. Do you really care about DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, in anything? Do you want the commander of a nuclear submarine to be the commander of that sub based upon their skin color, based upon their sexual preference, based upon their qualifications? I want the commander of a multi-billion dollar submarine, a nuclear submarine on top of that, to be qualified. And I don't see where race plays a role in that at all. In fact, that's one thing, we'll get to this in a minute, that Pete Hegseth, the nominee to be the next Secretary of Defense, wants to get rid of. This idea that we've got to be, we have to have a woke and diverse military. You know what? If you have a military that, what was one of the old mottos, be all you can be, then, or an army of one? I never understood the army of one, because if you're going to join the army, you're not an army of one. You're an army of thousands. And I want that group to be cohesive. And I want that group to be all qualified. And if you know, take it into the real world. Not that the military is not the real world, but take it into the realm of, say, professional football, where you have men of all races, all sexual preferences, all different kinds of cultural backgrounds, who what? Got onto the NFL based upon their qualifications, based on their skills and their abilities. So if we want that on a stupid football team, don't we want that in the U.S. military? Don't we want that in the U.S. Navy? Contributes to national security? I challenge you to explain to me how having a certain number of blacks, a certain number of Asians, and a certain number of whites, the three races, how do you, I'm not talking about ethnicities, but you can include ethnicities too. How does that contribute to national security? The judge in the case said, quote, "The Academy has tied its use of race to the realization of an officer corps that represents the country it protects and the people it leads." Well, the Students for Fair Admission are going to appeal, as they should. The reasons for the decline in recruitment are multifaceted, but I think it's more about leftist ideology that makes recruitment difficult than any sort of diversity.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Faber, the number one pepper spray brand, presents What Would You Do? You're walking alone at night. You hear footsteps behind you. Do you A, keep walking, B, confront them, or C, create distance and prepare to defend yourself? If you picked C, smart. Saber 2-in-1 Pepper Spray with Personal Alarm lets you alert and defend with a single button. So look for Saber 2-in-1 Pepper Spray at Target, Academy, and Dick's. Or visit SaberRed.com and use code RADIO for 20% off. Saber. Live life confidently.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Steve, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So if you like what we do during the weekday this weekend program, I would ask you to come and listen to the weekday program. And it's pretty easy to do on your iHeart app or on your laptop or however you listen to this weekend program. You can go search for 630 KHOW. That's my home base station in Denver where I broadcast the weekend program. 630 KHOW. So on Google or DuckDuckGo or Bing or however you do your search engine, search out 630 KHOW or on your iHeart app, search for 630 KHOW. And then you'll find The Situation with Michael Brown, which is the weekday program. It airs from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. And you can subscribe to that, and you can listen during the weekday. So you'll get a lot of Michael Brown, which is what everybody wants. Have you been watching the Daniel Penny trial? I've watched it closely because it has such wide-ranging legal and cultural implications. Daniel Penny, which is being brought in Manhattan District Attorney, is being brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg in a Manhattan courtroom, is where this guy named Neely is on a subway train in one of the trains, and he's on fentanyl, he's schizophrenic, he's got sickle cell anemia, he's got all sorts of comorbidities, he's a big guy, black, that's relevant to the story. They're making it relevant to the story. I think it's irrelevant, but they're making it relevant to the story. And he's threatening people. In fact, he says, I'm going to kill someone on this train. And so he's threatening men, women, other people, and Daniel Penny, a Marine, steps up, takes him to the ground, and holds him, his arm around Neely's neck. And I'm deliberately not using the word chokehold because there is evidence in the trial that it was not a chokehold, and there is an expert that testified that Neely did not die from a chokehold. He died from these other comorbidities and the stress on his body from whatever kind of, you know, episode he was having that day. So Penny gets charged with manslaughter. Manslaughter in the second degree. Carries up to, I think, maybe 15 years. So it's just, and this has consumed his life for a year. So the jury gets the case last week. They deliberate for a couple of days. Now, there's a lesser-included charge of negligent homicide. Negligent homicide is where it's not even reckless disregard. You're just negligent. And that negligence causes the death of another. Now, that is a very broad charge. And I think it's an erroneous charge to bring because Daniel Penny was clearly not factually negligent. He was doing what he needed to do to listen closely, not just protect others, but to protect himself also. So this is, in many ways, a case of self-defense. And so he didn't exercise self-defense with a knife or a gun or a baseball bat or anything else. He exercised self-defense with his own body strength. So the case goes to the jury. I think 5 men, 7 women? I might have that reversed. I think 5 men, 7 women. They can't reach a verdict. They tell the judge one day, the judge does what's called an Allen charge, which is basically telling them, go back, try harder, consider the views of your other jurors, try to compromise, see what you can do, try it again. They come back again, we cannot reach a verdict. So the judge ruled in favor of the district attorney to dismiss the first count, the manslaughter in the second degree count, despite noting that the state of New York discourages such actions because they create compromise verdicts. In fact, that's kind of the bugaboo that I have with Allen charges. You can come very close to telling a juror, an individual juror, as you speak to them collectively, hey, go back, consider the views of others. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to reach a unanimous decision, each person on their own, determining whether or not the state has proven beyond a reasonable doubt the guilt of an individual to the charges against that individual, and that they've proven beyond reasonable doubt all elements of that crime. And the jurors deadlocked twice in one day over the case concerning the death of this schizophrenic nut job. So on Friday, the jurors passed several notes to the court, notifying the judge that they were deadlocked on the manslaughter count. And Penny's justification defense is, my guess, probably played a significant factor in that deadlock. Because his defense is that I was justified in doing what I did because this was a case of self-defense and I was protecting not only myself but the other people on the train in that particular car. So following the second note to the judge, prosecutors moved to dismiss the manslaughter count. But the judge and the defense team both noted that it could be seen as materially altering the trial. Well, of course it's going to materially alter the trial, because you've now gone from a manslaughter charge and you're throwing that out and saying, okay, well, forget that. You couldn't reach an agreement on that. Go see if you can reach an agreement on this, on a lesser included charge. That's encouraging them. That's encouraging the jury to go into the courtroom or into the jury room and say, okay, you holdouts that didn't want to find him guilty on this charge. Let's say there were three of them, just random number, three of them. But now you could find him guilty on these charges and we can get out of here. We can find the guy guilty because they know what's going on. They know the family's out there screaming racism. I heard the family last night on the news talking about how this proves that racism still exists in the country. Really? Because your son, your brother was a nut job on a train threatening to kill people? And because he happens to be black and the person that tried to protect other people on the train happens to be white, you think it was because of racism? You're clearly ignoring the actions of your own family member. Now, I could probably rationalize that because they're distraught, but they specifically, in fact, when I heard them make the statement was so broad that I took it they were accusing me of being a racist because I happen to think that Daniel Penny is not guilty and should never have been charged in the first place. But there's bad news for Daniel Penny. Because while the dismissal of the first and the serious charge removes a degree of the jeopardy he faces, the removal of that count does expose him to a potential coercive guilty verdict on the second lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. In effect, the prosecutors, Alvin Bragg, the same guy that went after Donald Trump, have removed Penny's justification defense as a factor, as the second charge requires a far lower burden of proof. And in addition to that, the deadlock jury suggests that there was probably an acquittal in place for Penny. And that's probably now off the table because at least one juror appears intent on a guilty verdict. Now, New York State law does not prohibit compromise verdicts, though it discourages the practice. A compromise verdict is when a jury becomes deadlocked on charge, like they did here, and instead decides to convict on a lesser charge as a compromise between the jurors, those that want to convict and those who want to acquit, or who believe the burden of proof was not met for the more serious charge. So the jury's been dismissed for the weekend, and they'll continue deliberations on Monday. This is a prosecution that is hell-bent. If you want to believe that racism is involved here, then let me tell you what the racism is. The racism is the prosecutor Alvin Bragg, a black man, who sees an opportunity here to create discordance, to create distrust between black people and white people. And he's playing the race card. And I think it's an abomination. And the other thing, when I talk about the cultural implications, if Daniel Penny is found guilty because he tried to protect himself and others from a nut job on a subway train, the next time somebody goes crazy like Neely on a subway train, who's going to step forward? Knowing that you too could face a prosecutor like Alvin Bragg, particularly if it's a white man or a black man, either one, the white guy's crazy or the black guy's crazy, or the guy trying to protect the other is black or white. Who wants to step forward in that situation? It is absolutely fracturing our system, our society. And Soros-appointed, Soros-supported attorneys like Alvin Bragg are the ones that are perpetuating racism and perpetuating the idea that you better not defend yourself because I'll come after you. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Send me a text message. The number on your message app is 33103. Just use the word Micro Michael to start your message. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. I'll be right back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Always glad to have you with me. Do yourself a favor. Go subscribe to the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use, doesn't make any difference. You search for this podcast titled The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, leave a 5-star review because, you know, we're worth 5 stars, maybe 6 stars. Leave a 5-star review. But once you hit the subscribe button, what it will do is it will download all 4 hours, Monday through Friday, of the weekday program. Plus, it will also download the weekend program, so you get 23 hours of me. 23 and me. There's a trademark violation. 23 and me. As long as we're talking about courtrooms, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, which is a humongously important one of the circuit courts, one of the appellate courts, has ruled to uphold the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Applications Act. That's a mouthful, isn't it? What do you think that is? Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Applications. Well, that's the act which requires the social media app TikTok to divest itself from its Chinese ownership. According to the bill that was signed by Biden earlier this year, TikTok must be free of Chinese control by January 19th next year. This coming January, by January 19th, the day before the inauguration, they have to divest themselves of Chinese ownership or they face a ban in this country. Well, the D.C. court, appellate court, upheld that potential ban. Following the divestment legislation enactment, TikTok sued the Biden-Harris regime, arguing that the statute infringed on the company's constitutional rights, which they do have, including the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech. But the federal appellate court found that the federal government's national security prerogative takes precedence in its ruling. Here's what the court wrote. We recognize that this decision has significant implications for TikTok and its users. Unless TikTok executes a qualified divestiture by January 19, 2025, or the president grants a 90-day extension based upon progress towards a qualified divestiture, section so-and-so, its platform will effectively be unavailable in the United States, at least for a time. Consequently, TikTok's millions of users will need to find alternative media of communication. That's directly from the opinion. That burden, the court says, is attributable to the People's Republic of China's hybrid commercial threat to the U.S. national security, not to the U.S. government, which engaged with TikTok through a multi-year process in an effort to find an alternative solution. The First Amendment, they write, exists to protect free speech in the United States. Here, the government acted solely to protect that freedom, freedom of speech, from a foreign adversary nation and to limit that adversary's ability to gather data on people in the United States. What bullcrap. Now, I'm not on TikTok. I don't care about TikTok. It's owned by a Chinese company. I don't really want to be a part of that, so I've made a decision not to be on TikTok. Not to say that I might not change my mind in the future, but right now I just don't. You know, I'm just not on TikTok. But if they don't think that every other Temu, Amazon, X, Facebook, Google, iHeart, they're all data mining us. How's that? I mean, first of all, that data mining is something that we all agree to when we engage with these platforms. And I know that 99.99999% of you never read the terms of service. You don't agree. You don't read the legal agreement that says, you know, in exchange for your use of our platform, here's what we get to do with your information. That's a choice that people make. And the fact that the Chinese Communist Party is in control of most Chinese industries and businesses is something that's well known to everybody. If it's not well known to you, you've been living under a rock. But India, for example, another nation that views China as a threat, has already banned the app. And what happened? Well, domestic alternatives saw exponential growth in their popularity. So whether you agree or disagree, I happen to disagree about trying to ban TikTok because I do believe it's a violation of the First Amendment. And I don't see what the threat is in terms of national security, because if you're on any platform and the Chinese are spying on us anyway, why is it not okay to be on TikTok, but it's okay to let a Chinese spy balloon go all the way from Alaska over to the Atlantic coast before we finally blow it out of the sky? Wasn't that a threat to national security? Hell's bells, if we go down this path, every freaking thing the government does is a threat to my national security. So, TikTok, I don't know what they're going to do. Ask me if I care what TikTok's going to do. I don't. But I do disagree with the judge here. I don't think that national security overrides them getting information about, I mean, come on, the White House uses TikTok. What are they collecting about the White House? Donald Trump uses TikTok. What are they collecting about Donald Trump? The Chinese are here spying on us now. And I'm not saying I'm justifying their spying. I think we ought to kick them out of the country. But we're already giving up data to foreign adversaries, allies, and to domestic adversaries and domestic allies. Our data, until we adopt some sort of law that says our data is our data and you can't have it unless we explicitly give it to you, yeah, bunch of mumbo jumbo. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Don't go away. Coming right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.